Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jimmy, there's a Made Right in St. Cloud, you said?
Yeah, there is. I think it's Made Right St. Cloud is the website.
We were just talking, Mike Max, about something called the Loose Meat Sandwich.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that was an Iowa product, but our good buddy Dave Stead says, in fact, it is. So.
Really?
Yeah. David, originally, you know, the former head of the high school league, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, he played sports back in Iowa. In fact, did he give it... I told this at a banquet one night in his honor. I said, I'm not saying David's been around for a while, but his first coach in Iowa, baseball coach, last name was Doubleday. So you can kind of figure it out. So he's seen a lot of loose meat sandwiches and everything else over the years.
Well, when Dave played, it was still called Absorbing Senior back in that day. So. Yeah, anyway, so there, Dave just told me about the loose meat sandwich. I had no idea. I didn't really, just kind of loose ground beef on a bun, basically, is what we're hearing, kind of overall.
But it's not a sloppy joe.
No.
That's kind of like a sloppy joe.
No sauce on it.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Today is Tuesday, Sloppy Joe Tuesday at Dave's restaurant in the Skyway. I almost forgot about that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard to find a sloppy joe at a restaurant, you know?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that'll...
When they make them right, you know.
The other thing we're talking about, Mike, is, and I don't know how these things came. Oh, yeah, this one came up because of the president tweeting about Curt Schilling today. So we were asking everybody, what athlete do you think should run for Congress or run for office?
Yeah, you mean like from Minnesota, right?
Yeah, Minnesotans. I just got one in. This one just came in, Dick Beardsley. And now I got another, getting a few Paul Molitors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the obvious one would be Pooh Richardson, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Everybody, I think everybody's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, everybody's thinking the same on that one. So once you get beyond him, then you get into. You know.
Hey, we have we have Twins baseball on tonight at 6:30. Whoever's a hero tonight could run for office because we need one.
Yeah, they need a hero. That's right. And we've got about a 7:40 that game last night with Boston and Cleveland with something else. Brad Hand came in, and he blew the save against the Twins on Sunday, and then. Yesterday, same thing against Boston. He ends up getting another win because Carlos hits another home run. Carlos Santana hits another home run to put him a half game up. But Twins can't worry about Cleveland. I mean, it's about getting it right for them. They need Pineda back for sure. If they had Buxton and Cruz is making progress. That's the good news. I saw him on Saturday in the clubhouse, and he had that thing wrapped up, and he thought, uh-oh. But the Dodgers reports have been good for him, and they need him to get back sooner than later, and they need Buxton back sooner than later. They're going to have to outscore some people here down the stretch, which isn't the way you want to go about it. If you're you always want to outpitch teams. You always want to rely on your pitching that you're hitting, but they're built that way, and they're going to win a lot of games here the rest of the year because they're going to play a lot of teams that aren't very good. They'll define themselves by winning series against Milwaukee or at least getting a split when they play teams like that. Cleveland, of course, they get again, I think, six more times. So they have lots of opportunities out there to make hay. They're just fine if they just relax a little bit, and they probably are going to need to go to their bullpen earlier than they would like. That's the other, I think, decision that they've made. That's what I gathered over the weekend, that they're not going to hesitate. They're not going to, tonight will be a good example. Perez pitching. If it's the third inning and he's struggling, boom, we're going by committee. If we got to call somebody up tomorrow to get through it, we will. But I think that's the one strategic thing that you'll see here.
The Lynx are out at New York to take on the Liberty tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off on that one, as we said, Minnesota-Milwaukee. 6:30 here on CCO, 7:10 first pitch. Anything new out of the Viking camp? You were out there again?
The new kicker coming in got the headlines yesterday, and in fact, they've settled on cutting as their long snapper. Didn't take them long to do that. Was kind of interesting, but you know, if you follow football, you know, in terms of the bringing in a kicker now. If he's the kicker, that means they've used two draft picks to get one kicker, because last year they drafted Carlson, of course, and they cut him. That's a heavy price to pay for a kicker. That means that either you were wrong in your assessment of some, or you're not teaching it right, one or the other. Because Dan Bailey, the other day at camp, it was, you know, it was so evident. They'd stop and they'd go their mayday run, and he'd go out there and kick, and it was a doink, and it was a wide right, and it was, you know, he wasn't consistently good. And maybe that's, you know, why he was available from Dallas last year. It looked like an easy answer because he was a veteran. But I have to say, and I've watched a lot at camp of him, and you just don't see the consistency, and that's what that position's all about. It's not about how far they can figure out what your distance is. Shame on them if they push you out in a position where you don't have the leg strength. But you, as a kicker, have to be consistent. And you know, from 45 yards in, you got to be really good, and that's what they've missed here so far.
Yeah, Jan Stenerud, let's see if he can still kick.
Yes.
Maxie,
and let's be honest, when Blair Walsh, when he went wide left, I mean, these are devastating mental positions. He was never the same. Seattle picked him up. He's out of the league now. I mean, it is such a mental game and grind. I don't know, you know, what that's like for those guys, but holy cow, that's a, and now they got a kicking coach specific in there, so we'll see.
Hey, before you go, and I got to let you go, I know, but the BWCA, you and Ron were talking about that on your show last night, and it was a good suggestion if you've never been up there, and I don't think everybody has, Mike, as you know.
No.
Get a guide.
Yep. Get a guide. Go up to, that's the easiest way. Spend a couple bucks. Get a guide. Get your freeze-dried food. Find out how it works. Find out where the portages are. Don't get lost up there. Do all those things right the first time. It'll get easier after you. You know, maybe you don't want to go too far in, all those things. But that's a great way to do it. And they got great guide services up there and ways to go about it, because that's a big, vast area that's intimidating if you haven't been up there before. And just knowing where to put your food at night, all that stuff. You know, if you want to fish, how to fish, all those things. But boy, it's a lot of fun, because once you're up there, it's so peaceful and tranquil. It's you'll never regret it. You go, wow, man, I didn't even know this piece of paradise existed, you know?
Have a great day, Mike.
You too. Thanks, Dave.
Here's Mike Max here on WCCO on the morning news. And catch Maxie, of course, tomorrow morning, 7:40 and 8:40 right here on WCCO. First pitch tonight with Henry Lake, 6 o'clock in front of the Twins game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.